The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And we're back at 8 a.m. Central Time here on this Tuesday. The Power Mall is now open at 877-817-9829, 10% off of all OptiVita products at the Power Mall. And the reason that we are given the discount is because, and I guess I could be accused of committing a little faux pas, Frank, before the show, because I skipped over the 8 o'clock guest and announced that we were going to have Steve Vavis on at the bottom of the hour. You know, it's probably why I needed that third cup of coffee I have in my hot little hand right here, because of the conversation I just had with somebody that couldn't pronounce diatomaceous earth. So I already said I was going to have to go get another cup of coffee. So I kind of glazed over that. But, you know, Frank, you folks, you got to understand, Frank Davis, great guy. He has Lion Energy. He's got OptiVita products. I mean, he's a monster of an entrepreneur, and we love having him on the show. And we have been this new thing, Sugar to Fiber, that we've had out for a bit. We've always got new testimonials. Frank, have you got any for us?
Actually, I do. Let me see. I know.
I probably put you in the hot
right
seat
now.
All of a sudden. Yep. I probably, you weren't expecting me to hit you with that this hour of the morning, but because I know where you are is, what, it was an hour or two earlier than where we are. So,
it's 7
God love you.
Here.
Yeah, God love you for coming on. You know, some people are just, you know, now like me gravitating to coffee cup number three. So, we're getting.
Yeah. I'm just on my computer right now trying to pull those up.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. In the meantime, Frank, while you're doing it, I just got a little message here from my back channel that the OptiVita products discount, are you ready for this? Is 15% off this week. 15%. 15. Not 10. 15. Already taken off at checkout. Remember that? I think I said that during the 7 o'clock hour. After two cups of coffee. Now I'm on number third because of diatomaceous earth. I got to go wallow in some of that after the show. Maybe it'll clear my head. But anyway, see, the thing is that people are loving the sugar to fiber. And this is just one of the many things that I want to talk about. We're going to try to get Lion Energy involved in this conversation too, because everybody's looking for answers. And Frank certainly has it with all the people that he works with over there. Basic essentials. We've got the Complete Essentials 30-pack, and that's something basically when you have that, I mean, it's an open-up-a-package kind of thing, put it in your shake. Totally cool. Had it before, love it. Some of you that don't like popping 50 capsules a day, I think we have people trying to set a record of how many capsules they can take in a day. That and I don't know what it is, but, you know, the thing is that, you know, there's a certain amount of the product that people are saying, look, I got X number of dollars. I got a limited budget. I'm on a fixed income. I hear it. And I'm like, okay, we got to try to make sense of things. And that's one of the reasons why we have you on. So people can kind of pick and choose what works for them and customize their health program, which is really important. So how are we doing on the lookup? Your computer run home to mama this morning.
Yeah. I'm looking. Let's see.
That's all right. I'm kind of looking at the scenario here with sugar to fiber, because we have had testimonials. Folks, if you have been taking sugar to fiber and you want to call the show and give your own testimony, we'd be happy to do that so we can move along with our conversation here. 844-769-2944 is the number to call if you've been taking it and you're noticing results. We definitely want to hear from you, because see, there's a lot of people out there, Frank, that may be doubting Thomas's and saying, no, there's nothing that good on the market that can actually help lower your blood sugar. Now, Frank, I know you dispute that.
Say that again.
I said, I know you dispute the fact that there are some out there that are doubting Thomas's about this product lowering your blood sugar.
Well, that one, I am going to find out before we get through with this, but there is no question. We one of them that I just recently received was a person that unsolicited sent us her information of lowering her A1C count from, I think it was 7.2 to 5.8 over a few-month period, which is absolutely huge. But in terms of lowering the blood sugar, you know, one of the beauties of, about this product is it's so measurable. If you have a if you have a continuous glucose monitor, you see it immediately. You see the fact that your glucose spikes are significantly reduced. As you reduce that those spikes, it minimizes the amount of insulin your body is forced to release to try and handle the excess glucose. And you know what the what science is basically showing today is that these glucose spikes, the uncontrolled up and downs of the amount of sugar that we're consuming, and what it's doing is the underlying cause for almost every health issue we deal with. So the more we can get that glucose under control and minimize those spikes, we will see all sorts of health benefits. You know, it's kind of what's going on in the today. You see a big push on semaglutide, you know, the different forms, whether it be Ozempic or whatever. It is designed to, again, address the glucose spikes. And, you know, people are non-diabetics or whoever are getting on it at $1,000 a whack just to try and even address weight issues.
But yeah, now they're having negative effects, though. They were getting reports of adverse event reactions taking this drug.
Well, it's it is a drug, and it does have side effects. That's the beauty about sugar to fiber. The only side effects you have are positive, because it is a blend of plant digestive enzymes that help your body break down, absorb, utilize the nutrients, the foods that you're taking. The beauty about it is there's a patent pending enzyme in there that converts 50 to 90% of the sugar, whether it comes from pasta, table sugar, cereals, whatever. It will break that down. Instead of between glucose and fructose, it converts that fructose portion of it into fiber in the gut, which also functions as a prebiotic for the gut. So it helps keep your microbiome healthy. Obviously, if you're converting that much sugar into fiber, that is, it eliminates that much calories coming from sugar. So it's going to have another positive effect in terms of, you know, maintaining weight and just all sorts of different benefits, including in that blend is enzymes that help break down the hard to break down proteins like dairy and gluten. So you're going to feel overall a whole host of potential benefits. Energy, you will eliminate the hunger pangs that you normally get 90 minutes after eating a heavy meal. You won't get as tired or as sleepy. So there's just a host of different things I think you will experience as you continue to take this, and there is we found a cumulative effect that it over time, you know, you actually get some of that benefit on an ongoing basis, even without taking the product as much.
That, I was just going to ask you that, Frank, because here's the thing. If you've been taking something, your body eventually starts to become conditioned to reacting in certain ways as you introduce all of these natural enzymes and whatnot into the system, and it starts to regenerate its own basic internal processes. And you just mentioned it. You just said it. What brought on my question.
We've found that to be true. We've had, those are some of the testimonies, but some of the testing we've done to find out the continuous action that can, that after a period, your body is starting to adjust to that, and you, you're getting those results ongoing. So
that's amazing. Great. Sugar to fiber. That's the stuff. Sugar to fiber. With Power Mall's open right now, you want to talk to a live human being, Jay's standing by the phone, 877-817-9229, 15% off. So now you probably, because you usually take 1 to 2 capsules about 1.5 to 2 hours before you eat a heavy carb meal. That's what the dosage is. We talked about it on the show before, so we're not going to regurgitate over that subject. The thing is that you probably want to order enough quantity to get you through at least a couple of months and try this out, which means about 4 bottles of sugar to fiber. And get yourself some of that and try it. Now, I know a lot of you out there, here's another thing, too, because I want to get back into the conversation here as quick as I can. When you go do the sugar to fiber test, a lot of you are going to be, you want to, seeing is believing, believing is seeing. Remember that concept? We talked about it on the show before. And you've seen all these commercials on TV about everybody taking all this other natural garbage and you got to take 3 capsules of this and 3 capsules of that. And I feel better and I got all this energy. Well, part of the problem is that your body, like Frank said, is conditioned over time. And if you're eating a lot of these junk foods, and the second part of the equation here, which is what I wanted to get to real quick, is the fact that you still rely on medical doctors to do your blood work for you. And this is why when we see results, like Frank just said, of people unsolicited writing in and saying, my A1C went down substantially over using this product, those of you who are the seeing is believing, well, this should convince you that maybe if you rely on modern medicine and you go get blood work done and they start seeing impeccable results, they're going to wonder, what caused that? And if all of a sudden your body starts to react in a normal sense and you change your diet around and you start dropping pounds, then all of a sudden your pants are too big and start falling off you, well, you must be doing something right.
Right.
So moving along now, I'm really into the Complete Essentials 30-pack. That's the other thing for people that are really trying to watch the buck, and they want to get the biggest bang for the buck. Now, the Basic Essentials has certain things. The Complete Essentials has more of it. Can you elaborate between the two real quick?
Sure. Basically, the Basic Essentials was designed for the to address, just as it says, the basic needs of your vitamins, your minerals, your antioxidants, your probiotics, digestive enzymes. It is, you know, most people today, they always think of taking some type of a vitamin mineral supplement. Unfortunately, 99.9% of all vitamin supplements are pharmaceutical products. They are produced in pharmaceutical laboratories. They are, in essence, a drug. They're created to as a mirror image of what comes in nature. All vitamins in nature are a compound. They're a complex. They're not something like a chemical isolate you produce in a laboratory. An example would be, and I would suggest any of your listeners to go in their pantry to look on any of the cold cereals they have, their pastas, anything that that's fortified, and look at what's on there. I'm going to say, like, even Cocoa Krispies, you will look at the added vitamins in there that are called vitamins, and you'll have the most common one you'll see is vitamin C in the form of ascorbic acid. Well, in nature, ascorbic acid is the outer protective shell of the compound vitamin C, which comprises of bioflavonoids, rutin, J factor, K factor, vitamin P. And so the ascorbic acid in nature is just this outer protective shell, like an eggshell is to an egg. It is not vitamin C. And the problem is when you're taking it in that form, your body recognizes that it is not vitamin C, and it robs from the collagen tissue to try and complete that, because vitamin C is one of the vitamins that are one of the only vitamins your body can't produce. You have to take it, ingest it. You have to eat it. And so what happens is there are university studies showing that when you're taking that in the form of ascorbic acid, it actually creates genotoxins that mutate the DNA. It contributes to atherosclerosis. It is not something that benefits the body. Or you take something like your B6, almost without exception, it will say pyridoxine hydrochloride in parentheses in terms of where is that vitamin B6 coming from? What the heck plant is that? Well, the pyridoxine hydrochloride is petroleum ester blended with hydrochloric acid and processed with formaldehyde. Now, I would ask anybody, does that sound like something you would want to put in your body?
Yum, yum. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
So,
Frank. This is some new science that I haven't heard before. I agree with you 100%. Why would people want to put acid in their body and eat this junk when you've got it on all natural form? I don't get it. Folks, this is one of the reasons why I wanted Frank to explain that. Now, the Complete Essentials is just more of the good stuff.
Well, the beauty about the Complete Essentials, as the name implies, it provides everything in terms of the nutrients the body needs to function the way it was designed to function. So you have all the vitamins, the minerals, you have the antioxidants, you have the probiotics, you have the digestive enzymes, but you have detoxifying greens. You have the organic spirulina, the organic wheatgrass, barley grass that help your body detoxify and stay cleansed and provides a lot of other nutrients. You have botanicals. You have all of these different things that have clinical studies showing all the different benefits that you get from these whole food forms. The only thing we have eliminated out of this is the water and some of the fiber and the sugar. So you're getting all the nutrients that come in those plants through our proprietary process where we can reduce that to a powder form and in an extract form. So you and we then third-party test it to validate that what we have on the label, if it says 100% RDA of vitamin A, B, C, D, E, and the other minerals, et cetera, all from whole foods, we validate that and we guarantee it. So that is the beauty about Complete Essentials, is it's kind of the insurance policy that you are giving your body every day everything it needs in terms of nutrients to function the way you were designed to function. It benefits everything from your eyesight, your hair growth, your nails, your bodily functions, your heart, your brain, etc. All the things that need those nutrients to function properly are in that product. You still have to eat. You still need calories. You still need carbohydrates, protein, and fats. But from a nutritional standpoint, you're getting all of that stuff because, unfortunately, in today's modern society and modern farming techniques, those nutrients are not there.
Wow. Okay, now moving along, we have gotten more issue from the medical community, especially the frontline medical community out there because of COVID, that we seem to, and I don't want to lose sight of this, we have OptiVita Vitamin D 2000 IU 69 GMO capsules. The vitamin D, and I take it. As a matter of fact, I got to reorder some more, folks. Vitamin D is essential in part of the process to stop the spike proteins and all the other garbage that's going on in your system, even if you didn't take the jab and you've been exposed to people that are literally shedding. Frank, you want to elaborate on the vitamin D, the benefits of that?
Absolutely. Vitamin D, and I to piggyback on what you were saying, there was a study done in Japan among children several years ago where they took two groups of kids, they inoculated a flu vaccine to a group of them, and then they the other group, instead of using vaccine, they used put them on a higher dosage of vitamin D. The vitamin D group of children in Japan had 10 times less incidence of flu versus the group that were vaccinated. In other words, you know, that was a 10-time differential in benefit of the vitamin D group versus those that were vaccinated. I call vitamin D nature's flu vaccine.
There you go.
That's just one of the benefits. But it is, you, if you have your blood serum level where a vitamin D, and I would encourage people to test their blood serum level and try to get that above 50. Because when you have a blood serum level above 50, it's basically putting an armor around your body that protects you like nothing else can.
Wow. That's amazing. I'm glad you, we got that done succinctly here this morning. Because I know we only have a half hour basically to talk about all this stuff. But now the other thing that people kind of take for granted, a lot of people have gone out and buy their own colloidal silver generators. I got one that's sitting in a box somewhere. It shows you how much I use it. Now I would rather score the silver solution and the silver gel and use those. We have at OptiVita 15% off this week at the Power Mall. We've got the silver gel, 24 parts per million in the 4-ounce tube. The silver lozenges is 60 parts per million, 21 piece in the box, and the silver solution, which you literally can take that, put it in your water, put it under your tongue. What result? I mean, you get results.
No question. The, you know, as you mentioned, there are various different formulas of silver out there. The most people are familiar with the terminology colloidal silver. Colloidal is kind of a broad base that covers anything because it just says something is suspended in solution. But the normal form of it is called ionic silver. The problem with ionic silver is you need to take massive amounts of it in order to get the benefit. You'll see ionic silver at 5,000, 10,000 parts per million. The nano silver that we have is 10 parts per million. Now, the interesting thing is, 2 years ago, the National Institute of Health came out with a study, and it was entitled Nanosilver Proven Potent Antiviral Against SARS-CoV-2. This is our National Institute of Health that is the authority in the government as to what works and what doesn't, so to speak. And they actually published that on PubMed. And they identified in that study the concentration and the parts per million. It was 10 parts per million was the most effective, as well as the concentration of the nano silver. And so there's no question that we have over 500 independent studies showing the efficacy of this type of silver. A major university that did in their microbiology department tested nanosilver in vitro against 149 pathogens, including MRSA, including staph, strep, and at 5 parts per million, it was effective in killing it. It was our product that they tested. So, you know, that's one thing. You mentioned the silver lozenges. The interesting thing, and I'll have to forward this to you, that an independent organization doing a study on the different lozenges out there ranked our Optavia lozenges in the top 10 of all lozenges out there for cough suppressant, et cetera. So, you know, we had nothing to do with it. They just independently did this study and then published it. And we were, you know, number six out of the top 10. And think how many lozenges there are, you know, from whatever. We were right up there with the top.
Yeah, that's amazing. Eric in Illinois, you have a question to Frank Davis. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering on your complete essentials, is the digestive enzymes included in that, or you still need to take that additionally?
There are digestive enzymes included in the complete essentials, which primarily helps break down and absorb the nutrients you have in the complete essentials. If you were taking it with a meal, it would also help that. It does not have the patent-pending enzyme that we talked that's in the sugar-to-fiber blend. The sugar-to-fiber blend has all the enzymes, including the those that break down the proteins and break down the fats and carbohydrates, but also has this patent-pending enzyme that converts 90%, 50 to 90% of the sugar into fiber. So answer yes, the enzymes are in the complete essentials. That's one of the benefits that you have. It's a complete product.
So if you took the sugar to fiber, you wouldn't probably need to order the digestive enzymes separately? You can just take that?
Well, I take, candidly, I take digestive enzymes with every meal. Any time you're eating anything that's cooked or processed or anything, you need those digestive enzymes in order to break them down. I don't take digestive enzymes when I take complete essentials. I take complete essentials every morning in a smoothie. And albeit I do take my sugar to fiber with it because there's a certain amount of sugar in there. And I just, you know, I only take one with that. I take two of the sugar to fiber with my other meals, the digestive
but
enzyme.
You take the sugar to fiber an hour before you eat the smoothie?
Yes, and the reason is, one of the reasons is it takes about 30 minutes before those vegetable capsules break down. And you want to have it in your system, and you want to have it you know, ready for the food and break it down when it comes, not after the fact.
Well, amazing. Eric, you're very well informed, and you're asking all the right questions this morning. We appreciate that. Frank Davis. I know we're out of time. Boy, I mean, this conversation was just getting good. 15% off at the Power Mall on all OptiVita products. And thank you, Frank, for coming back on the show again. Lion Energy, by the way, they're on our partners tab in thepowermall.com. We'll be back with Steve Favis after these words. Stay with us.
I reached out to Grown by Nature and asked if they had a zinc product that they thought could help, and they did. Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helped us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
it's Joy Schmiley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Tuesday morning, 32 after 8 a.m. Central Time here at Broadcast Central, where we are on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you, and as promised, never duplicated. We've got a guy that I told you earlier in the show that's on the phone with us right now. For those of you who want to watch us on video, we're going to be streaming this on BitChute, Brighteon, and Rumble after the show is over. Understand something. The subject has come up multiple times on this show about DOES, or directed energy weapons. And the idea, and we had a caller this morning, Darlene, that mentioned something about an aircraft carrier from the United States off the coast of Maui being told to stand down, which our guest Steve Favis says he's going to look into. Steve is... he's got a website, stevefavis.com, but he has a Substack page called mrrobots.substack.com. That's Mr. and then robots with two R's .substack.com. And the assertion here, and you look into this thing, folks, there's no conspiracy theory at all in this. It's a matter of, okay, there's an idea. It's on the table. The United States might have been complicit. They may not. They may not have known. But, man, I'm telling you, the evidence, according to what Steve is about to tell us, using this specific software, was able to tap into the NORAD. Now, this is our national defense system here, to show that CCP satellites were over Maui at the time of the fire. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dave. Appreciate it.
So now you're a computer scientist, and this is what you do for a living. This is not something that, you know, some cockamamie idea, some guy out there with a, you know, little think tank somewhere says, hey, I think I'll just you know, put some software up there and see what I can do. No, you've been studying this stuff like crazy, and you found a way to connect into the NORAD system?
Yeah, that's correct. I've been programming since I was 6 years old, basically, and I make advanced robotics nowadays for my primary income and do IT cybersecurity work. So, yeah, NORAD has a publicly accessible database of telemetry data called space-track.org. And that's the only reputable satellite tracking system I monitor for stuff like this. So the code is not complex. It's 8 lines of code per satellite. And the source code is posted on my website. I use a famous or very popular software that scientists and engineers use as a golden standard called MATLAB. It's by a company called MathWorks. All universities that are studying engineering and science or aerospace specifically should be using this software. It should be a standard tool. So they use an algorithm called SDP for orbital propagation, and I looked at it, and it's within at most plus or 5 minutes on the satellite locations and tracking and predicting them. So the software is extremely accurate, basically.
Okay, so you looked into this, tapped into the system using your MATLAB software, and you got all the public data from NORAD, and I cannot, and I'm still having a hard time wrapping it around my head that we were not attacked by China in this, based on what you said.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there is the possibility that more satellites were up there. If they will, I will find them. The satellite data that I had does change over time. I can only track with the latest telemetry data within 3 weeks. But I did figure out a way of NORAD does publish the old telemetry data, basically. So I'm going to start going backtracking through other fires, such as Paradise fires and these Canada fires. So the telemetry data is super accurate, highly reliable. And the ones I specifically tracked, you know, there's a lot of satellites up there. The ones I tracked were only large satellites, because in order to have an energy weapon, you're going to need a lot of batteries. It's going to be very, very heavy payload. And not only that, but NORAD labels some of the satellites as unknown. So once you eliminate all the large satellites and you specifically focus on unknown satellites, it only took me about 38 satellites to find three that lined up perfectly.
And the videos that we've seen out there show your actual progression of these three Chinese CCP satellites hovering over Maui and putting a path over the top of the islands, the Hawaiian Island chain, at the given time that all this stuff was going down. So this research, and folks, if you have questions that are pertinent to this situation, I don't want you talking about UFOs and all that other stuff, because we're not talking about that. 844-769-2944. If you have any questions of Steve Favis about his results and his findings and where this is going, I'm telling you right now, this is serious stuff, because if, in fact, what Darlene said was true about this aircraft carrier being told to stand down, and you happen to find that because you can use satellite tracking at that given moment to see if there indeed was a ship there, as reported, and this is by somebody who's actually was on the ship. So, you know, you got to wonder. And see, the thing is already Biden unzipped his fly, told everybody that FEMA was already boots on the ground in Maui before the fire started. So they knew something was going down. This is what bothers me, and it's not conspiracy theory. It's a set of facts that are starting to unravel. And Steve, you pretty much, you know, how you came upon all these directed energy weapons and what led you to those suspicions.
Yeah, I was in Northern California. I was around the Paradise Fire. I was only about maybe 100, 150 miles away, and the smoke was so bad that I literally had to leave the state. My wife at the time and daughter got a sinus infection. They were 200 miles away, and they stayed indoors all day. So the fire was – it didn't smell like a campfire. It had a very artificial, synthetic, plasticky smell. I mean, these are homes and cars that were burning, so that may have had an element to it too. But so I had to evacuate so many people from California fires when I was living in California that it was getting very, very annoying, and I was feeling bad for all these people that had to leave their homes or were losing their homes. So after this one, after I saw, I think I reflected a little bit. I was very suspicious that it was a directed energy weapon in Paradise. A lot of the locals in California, they were believing that it was. And then after I saw the Maui footage, I was like, oh my gosh, this is what the Paradise people were talking about. So I approach this as like, I'm skeptical. Number one, I don't want to find anything above because I'm hoping it's just a natural fire. Obviously, who wants satellites with weapons on them orbiting the Earth that could zap anybody at any time, right? So I was hoping I wouldn't find anything. I found one. And then what happened was I was like, oh, my gosh, that's weird. And I looked, there's three fires. And then I found a satellite exactly above each fire at the exact time of fires. I was like, you know what? Maybe one, that's a coincidence. Two, possibly. But three, it's too much, way too much of a coincidence. So after I got confirmation that that they were, number one, CCP satellites, there could be more. Again, there could be more out there. I don't know. Once I got confirmation, I was like, I just stopped. I was like, oh my gosh, this is ridiculous. I gotta publish this data. So I published my source code in my satellite video of me recording the software basically and the tracking basically. So,
and again, I've seen it.
Yeah,
I've seen it, folks. It's out there.
Yeah, Greg Reese also covered it too. He had a great video on it. He was about 100% accurate on his reporting, so he nailed it basically. So even the fact that they had satellites over, I was like, okay, is this with using just common physics, you know, nothing exotic physics, is this a plausible situation to have enough batteries up there? Number one, could you orbit with enough – do you have enough orbital capacity to carry the batteries on these things? And I've been getting further validation from engineers and scientists or physicists specifically that are saying my math is good. There's a few typos on the website, but even if I'm 25% off, I'm still within the energy ranges of what's going on. So I calculated that we could have up to they're using something called chirped pulse amplification, which is extremely strong laser pulse. They're very, very brief pulses, less than a second, but it's a lot of energy. And I'm calculating they're using chirped pulse amplification, and they're probably hitting above 70 gigawatts from space, which is – It very high from space. There's a lot of energy that's lost in the atmosphere, but even at the 50 to 70 gigawatt range, it's enough definitely to cause these fires for sure. And again, the information I saw from the melted glass, the melted wheels, and all the other stuff was really suspicious. And as soon as I found the satellites, it validated that there's too much evidence that these are directed energy weapons.
That's pretty scary stuff. Joe in Arkansas, you're on. Go ahead. You're on with Steve Davis.
Okay, my question to Mr. Davis is, do you think the Democrat Party is in cahoots with China on these kinds of things? Because I've heard so much evidence that the Democrat government of Hawaii ordered the local police not to let the people out of the burning city of Lanai. And also, and with COVID, too. Of course, we've heard that Nancy Pelosi, when COVID started to spread, Nancy Pelosi told people to go to Chinatown, you know, so they could catch COVID, obviously. So do you think the Democrat Party is in cahoots with China on these things?
Yeah, that's a really good question. You know, I try not to cover too much of lying liars, manipulating people, you know, reading intelligence. I try to avoid that. If something happens, I try to analyze that. But what's really suspicious is the response, how they locked people down there and they wouldn't let people leave Lahaina. That's really, really suspicious. That's really bizarre behavior. I can't speak on the collusion, but the response, the government response, is very, very alarming to me. My intuition is just saying cover up, cover up, cover up. And I hope, and I really hope, that Space Force has the capabilities to take these things down. Because there's a number of issues here that are happening with space logistics. Number one, you have to launch the platform to catch these satellites in orbit around the Earth, or ideally you have to put them in a geosynchronous orbit and wait for them to pass by if they pass by. So it's not like something you just walk up to a direct line of sight and blow it up or get rid of it. So I'm hoping it's not just technological incompetence or not capable of taking these satellites down. And then not only that, but what happens when you blow these things up, you're going to cause a massive debris space field or space junk debris that's going to be flying everywhere. And that could affect other expensive satellites like Starlink or other defense communication satellites or even the ISS space station, basically. So there's a whole bunch of logistics issues. There's supposed to be a treaty, I think, back in maybe 10 or 15 years ago that nobody was agreement internationally not to blow satellites up. And sure enough, China blows one up and the ISS has to pass through the debris field every single day, basically. So China doesn't care about the space cleanliness, I want to say. But as far as a collusion, my gut and instinct is saying either incompetence or cover up. They don't know how to deal with it. So cover up, cover up, cover up, cover up, cover up.
That makes sense. Joe, appreciate your call. Any phone lines are wide open, 844-769-2944. The thing that gets me, I mean, you put all these little scenarios together, Steve, and you're talking about, one, FEMA's guy's already there, Biden admitted it. Two, we got a caller saying her son was on an aircraft carrier out there, told to stand down. Three, you got them blocking access so that they can't egress out of the area. Four, you got bodies in the street that are burned inside out. Five, you got cars that nowhere near the houses. You got houses that probably had smart meters on them. Instant detonation because of these pulse, the chirping pulse weapons you're talking about here.
Yeah.
And then now on top of that, with Reese and everybody else that's showing this stuff, and I'll give credit to Greg Reese. He's reporting for InfoWars, but trust me, we're watching all of this stuff go down because somebody, you know, we have to share this information and talk to the newsmakers and the people behind the scenes in order to try to get to the facts. Because like you said, if there is a cover up, this would constitute treason because people were murdered using a Chinese space weapon on American soil. And that constitutes what I consider another Pearl Harbor. Am I overreacting here?
No. Like I said, the prediction of these things is possible. And I would like to think that Space Force and, you know, defense has better tracking capabilities than I do. Basically. I mean, I hacked something together in a couple of weeks. But when you're talking about chirp pulse amplification, 70, 50 gigawatts, we're not talking about like burning things. We're talking about changing matter almost instantaneously. Everybody keeps on talking about these kids were taken away or whatever. I hate to say, I hate to be gross and morbid, but I think they're just turned to carbon and there's just barely any trace of the way the bodies look right now. I don't think they're missing. I think they're still there and I think they're just turned to carbon.
Oh my God, a completely different human format, not even human anymore, not recognizable as children.
Yes.
So you see, this is pretty dangerous stuff, folks. If you know, you look at Paradise, you look at what happened in Colorado. I mean, you look at all these things, people are putting two and two together now and they're starting to realize I cannot see in any other way that we're not under attack. I feel like we are. Carolyn in Washington, you're on with Steve Favis. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you, Steve. When I mentioned that at a Bible study that China was the one that did it because I heard your news, everybody laughed. Why do you suppose China was the one rather than us or Russia or? Well, I do believe that all the governments are in cahoots, but why China?
Yes, we are at war. I think the term is called frenemy, basically. We're still trading with them, but we're on a huge philosophical difference as far as worldviews, basically. Remember, we have a First Amendment freedom of speech. We have freedom of religion. We have these freedoms that once you know about them and you understand them, you can't go back to a communist dictatorship. Again, this is power. And it's important to differentiate between the communist Chinese, the hardcore People's Republic of Communists, or CCP or PLA, these are Chinese communists that we're dealing with that are in power with weapons that are very dangerous. We're in a completely different worldview. And the one thing that China doesn't want is a First Amendment, freedom of religion, freedom of speech. So this is where our war is at, basically. And philosophically, I believe that Our government is a mess right now, but there's really three communist powers in play right now. This is the Chinese communists, the Russian communists, and the American communists that are trying to take over here.
That's scary.
Don't even
you just
think
about
in cahoots
that
together?
Well, there as we know, there is some relationship between Hunter's dealings with China and stuff like that. So if you look at The Prince, Machiavelli, The Prince, it's an old book. It's an old book on how to deal with wars and stuff like that. But if you want somebody to do your dirty work, you always outsource it to another country or another soldier or another foreign army, basically, to do your dirty work. So it is a plausible situation, and I hope that's not the case. But it's the more that pops out, it seems like something like that is happening now, unfortunately. So
thank you.
I appreciate it, Carolyn. Boy, some real stuff is coming out here, folks. If this doesn't get in your craw, nothing will. And you know, the thing is, when I first saw this, I'm going, my God, they can track these things. But first you had to identify when they were over at the time the fire started. Have you actually, with even within 5 minutes, because you were saying, referencing something, Steve, about 5 minutes of their trajectory over the given targets that all of a sudden were on fire. These things with these pulse weapons that are going off, these things are floating all over the atmosphere, as you are well aware.
Yeah, there's a number of satellites. I'm not too concerned about, and that's another fact, I'm not too concerned about satellites that were launched, you know, 5-10 years ago. I think this is satellites within the last 5 years. So if it was launched before, like, it was a 1970 satellite, obviously it's probably not a threat. But that eliminates even more satellites. China keeps on launching more satellites. Every month they're launching another large payload. Their March line of rockets can launch 48 tons, which is a very, very large rocket with, you know, that's a lot of capacitors, a lot of batteries. So this stuff is floating all over the place. I am working with the team to detect these unknown satellites, but I'm super reliant on NORAD data. If NORAD data changes or they shut down their API, then hands off. I can't track space stuff without NORAD.
That's what I'm afraid of, is that they will do this as part of a cover up, because you've already said everything looks like it. It's like the duck theory: walks like, talks like, quacks like. It's got to be. But the thing is, if NORAD takes down that information that you use in comparative analysis of everything that you're saying actually may have happened, and you know, like I said, we're pointing fingers. You just came up with a great scenario, Steve, politically, about why you would get somebody else to do your dirty work. This is like what our own government is doing. They can't legally do it to the American people themselves, but they can get major corporations to do that and commit all these atrocities against the American people, just like what Big Pharma did with this jab that everybody's well aware of. So, you know, the evidence, where do you see your evidence going now? Do you feel that there is more evidence you can uncover with your testing and your data and your software you developed?
Yeah, first of all, the main thing I want to do is I want to make sure my ability to track and spot these things and figure out where the satellites are not unique to me. I don't want everybody to look to me. I think everybody should be able to check their smartphone and say, hey, this is a weird fire. Where was there satellites? And you could see which satellite it was, basically. I don't want it to be a dependent on me for this data. I want everybody to have, this is free data. This is anybody can look this stuff up. You don't have to be a programmer to figure it out. So that's priority number one. I'm getting a lot of people asking about forensics on other fires, such as Paradise and the Canada fires. There's so many I can't keep track of. And I've gotten messages from people in forestry that are saying they've been working in forestry for 25, 30 years. And they say there's something weird going on. And they said trees don't burn from the inside out, basically. So I'm working, like I said, number one, I'm working the best I can to make sure this source, this not only the source code, but the data is available to everybody, and so that anybody can check. So you're not dependent on me. I don't want to be the only guy tracking this stuff. It's too much data. And number one, I can't, it's hard differentiating with misinformation on like Google. You have a Google on fire, you can't see the real photos. Lahaina was a unique one because it was spread all over Twitter, TikTok, or these other networks. It's so hard finding real information on the internet now. The work in finding these photos is tremendous. And not only that, but people are scared to post them too. That's another factor. We should not be scared.
And yeah, the men in the black SUVs roll up on your door. That's what they're afraid of, I guess.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So if anybody has any critical videos, just scrub the metadata and send it to me or somebody in the media, basically. So don't be scared to share the video. Just scrub the metadata so they don't know the source. If you want to remain anonymous or whatnot, but I am getting videos of these attacks now too. So I'm still processing to scrub the metadata, basically. So,
but I mean, the thing is, you have created software that people actually can download in their phones to track these satellites. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, yeah. So there's already a lot of satellite tracking software on the actual iOS or Android app store. You can track them in real time. And it's important when something happens, you just download these apps or keep them on your phone. If a weird fire happens, a suspicious fire happens, you go ahead and look at the app and you can tell within real time how far away the satellites are. And again, remember, it's a directed energy weapon, most likely. So the fire. So what happens is it'll shoot and then it'll take some time to get away. There's about a 30 to 45 window. 30-45 minute window for time for a satellite to shoot this. So that's a long time, right? Obviously. So as long as you check, the sooner you check the fire with the satellite data on your iOS, Android smartphone, the more you screen grab the photographs and you can analyze which satellite that was. Basically, it's not that hard to do. I already have one tutorial on my website But the software I created specifically was, at the time, I didn't know that NORAD was posting old telemetry data. So I just used the telemetry data I preserved for the Maui fires. So somebody with a PC or running Windows 10 or 11 could literally down that software, and they could, within a couple days window, they could see which satellites were above Maui for themselves. And I'm dead on my code. I'm very confident in SDP4 orbital propagator. No matter how much I update the software, it always lines up with three of them, basically. So,
well, I'll tell you what, Steve, if anything happens in the future, we're going to have you back on the show, because they can't hide this evidence forever, and you'll find it. I'm sure you'll find it. Steve Favis, thanks so much for joining us here in the Power Hour, folks. We're out of time for today. Boy, I hate to end this on a scary but suspicious note, but man, there is a lot of stuff that we're not being told that's going on we need to question. In the meantime, stay safe, folks. Take care of yourself. SteveFavis.com, MrRobots.substack.com. The articles are there. In the meantime, God bless you. God bless the United States of America. And, oh, my God, I hope they don't keep launching these things. This is not going to be good for us.
It's not. It's not. Yep, exactly.
All right. Take care, Steve. We'll talk soon. We will talk soon.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.